Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, April 18th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk to our friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now in studio, we have our good friend Jillian, marketing and events coordinator with Visit Rome, Wisconsin. Big thank you to our friends over at Nakusa Board and Edwards State Bank sponsoring this segment. Jill, it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you, too.
Do you go by Jill or Jillian? Do you mind either one more than the other?
I don't mind.
I want to make sure to get it right.
I've gotten called
both. Okay. My sister was in town this weekend, who is named Jillian, of course.
Yeah.
And I usually just call her Beans, but for some reason, I've been calling her Jill all weekend, and now it got me in the habit of it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure.
Well, you're good.
Very good to hear. We right away want to remind people that you can find out a lot of great information at visitromewi.com. Visitromewi.com. I love your guys' website. Always like to make sure to reference it.
Yeah.
Encourage people to check it out. There's a great blog there. A lot of great things for people. And a lot of great things going on in the area. Let's kick it off with Friday coming up tomorrow.
Yeah,
Jillian.
Tomorrow at the Lester Library of Rome, they will be having, I know I butchered this the last time I was on, Kintsugi Pottery Workshop. That'll be 1 to 4 p.m. If you don't know what kintsugi is, if I'm saying it correctly.
You are.
It is. Oh.
You did a nice job. Nice work. I wasn't going to say anything, but I didn't want to mess with your flow, but you're doing a great job. Yeah, nice work.
It's that broken pottery that's kind of lined again with gold or silver. I believe it's Japanese.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese style pottery.
It's so cool. It is such a unique way of doing things. You take a pot and you break it, and then you put it back together like Jillian was saying, with silver or gold or something. And I think a lot of people have seen it. They can picture it in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
But to get to actually do it seems so cool. Like, what a great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's free. It's a free opportunity.
Wow.
All supplies will be provided, but registration is required. So if you are like, oh, my gosh, I really want to do this, I would suggest reaching out. Now. Well, after this segment, maybe. But.
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And the Lester Public Library, you could reach them at their website, lesterlibrary.org. That's one way to do it. Otherwise, I encourage you to reach out to them by phone or something, or reach out to our friends at Visit Rome, and they might be put you in connection with them.
Yeah.
It's a great idea, and especially with the class being tomorrow, you want to get on that right away. It's a really unique opportunity. I hope they do something like that again. You know, that'd be a really great thing to be able to check out. Actually, to just go there like as a content for the show here and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
Exactly.
Again, that is going on tomorrow over at the Lester Public Library. On Saturday, April 20th, Meet Raffle at Cal's Corner.
Yep. So noon to 2 p.m., Meet Raffle starting at 1 p.m., but the tickets for it start selling at 12 p.m.
Hmm. Okay.
So
keep that in mind,
yes,
everybody. You want to get those right away. I have to say, I haven't been to any of these myself. I've asked listeners about them. And I know, you know, we joke about raffles. This area loves raffles. I was curious about the meat raffle and the popularity of that, because it seems like the more we've gotten together, the more these have come up.
Yeah.
And people love these. They're very unique. It's a really unique way of getting these products.
It really is.
It's a cool thing to be able to do. A shout out to Cal's Corner for that. Meat raffle again at Cal's Corner this Saturday from 12 to 2. Go ahead and check that out. And keep in mind, the raffle will be at 1. Tickets start selling at noon. Want to get those right away at noon.
Yes.
We always have big weekends in the Rome area. Lots going on with our greatest businesses out there. And it got a great one coming up with some live music on Hoozles.
Yeah, we're really starting to tap into our live music season in Rome. And Saturday's performance is no exception to that. Mm. So TJ Morrow will be at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock p.m. TJ is actually born in Oregon, but he was raised in somewhere between Forest, Langlade, and Oneida County.
Yeah.
So a little, well, I shouldn't say a little, north of us.
Yeah.
Expect country songs, because some of his influences are Eric Church, Dierks Bentley, Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20 style lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a good show. Mm. Actually, it will be a good show. knowing how.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
the talent Hoozles brings in.
Yep, yep. Even if you don't know who TJ is, the fact that I think you hit it on the head, Jill. It's at Hoozles. I feel very confident I'm going to like this artist. It's going to be a talented artist. You might find some of TJ's early musical influences when you hear his music. Angus Young, Angus and Malcolm Young's guitar tones. My dad, huge guitar player fan. And, and like they were quarterbacks, the way lead guitar players and stuff. And I'll tell you, TJ, you can hear the influence of TJ's music with from Angus Young, from some of that, but with a country feel to it, a country angle to it and everything. He's got a, I don't know if you could really even label him. He's such a unique artist. He's a great one. That's a really cool, that's a big get for them. That's nice. That'll be happening Saturday, 7 to 10 over at Hoozles at the Lakes. Be sure to check that out, everybody. And then also going on at Saturday, karaoke. Hey, maybe you don't want to hear a singer. Maybe you want to be the singer.
Yeah. This time at Lake Sherwood Lodge from 7 to 11 p.m., they'll have their Back to the 80s karaoke party. Prizes and drink specials will be available. So, like what James just said, if you don't want to listen to music, you want to make the music, this is the event for you.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
Lake Sherwood is a great spot, great place. You're going to have a good time over there. And the idea, there's karaoke. It does not seem, I've been around for a while here, and karaoke has always stayed pretty popular.
Yeah.
It's always been, you know, at times it's been a little more popular than others, but it's one of those things that people just still love being able to do. It's going to be a fun time.
Yes, definitely.
Also going on Saturday, some trivia at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, so that is 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock p.m. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and that team can consist of 2 to 8 players. Expect 60 questions, so 6 rounds with 10 questions each. And I believe that is the last trivia for them of this winter into spring season.
Okay.
However, we encourage you to visit Lake Arrowhead's events page for more info, rules, regulations, and just see some of their other upcoming events.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of good things that they'll be doing over there. And a big shout out to Lake Arrowhead having these things go on throughout the winter months, giving us some fun things to look forward to and do. And shout out to DJ Lucas, I believe. Or I'm not sure if it's him, but they got a great MC there doing that stuff and do a really good job. Then we flip over to next week. We got Wednesday, April 24th, and every Wednesday to keep in mind DJ Trivia.
Yeah, so that'll be back at Hoozles at the Lakes from 7 p.m. to 8:30. Always free, always fun. However, if you're feeling a little competitive, there are gift cards for first through third place.
It's a big shout out to them for doing that, too.
Yeah.
It's always fun to play trivia and have that, you know, kind of beating your friends or anything like that. But then you throw the gift cards in there, it adds it up a little bit. It knocks it up a notch. Mm-hmm. That's fun. Also going on with DJ Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes on Fridays.
Yeah, so that's Friday, April 26th. And every other Friday, 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., we're back again with DJ Lucas, also free to play. There are raffles. Holy crap, my English.
It's a great time. They have done a really nice job with these. Not only, again, giving us something to look forward to and something to do, but keeping it, like, fresh, keeping it interesting. The questions change, or the bingo cards can change up and stuff. They do a really nice job with this event. A shout-out to them and all of our friends over at Hoozles and the nice work that they do. One of the things that we get to talk about, and it's interesting to have Laura coming up here in a little bit, Jillian, is gardening and our master gardeners and a lot of our gardening programs in this area.
Yeah.
I know I do not have a green thumb, but I'm trying to have plants more around a little bit. I got one in here and trying to learn a little bit more about it and talking with a lot of people that this is their wheelhouse, that this is what they love. They are so excited to have not only be in spring, but to start to get to doing some planting, starting to get to put seeds in the ground and some of those things. And our Rome Gardening Club has got to be pretty excited too. They've got a meeting coming up.
Yeah, they've started their meetings. They're about, I believe, every month, once a month. They might have it twice a month sometimes. 9:30 to 11 a.m. That meeting's topic on the 24th will be cutting back and dividing native grasses. There will be discussion on it, but also some hands-on.
It's pretty cool. It's one of those things. One thing I have picked up on is it's so much easier to learn these things and pick up on them when you're able to do some hands-on stuff. And just as important, having some people that know what they're talking about, having some people that this is really what they do. You get both things at once with an event like this. That's pretty cool. Again, Wednesday, April 24th, Rome Garden Club meeting happening 9:30 to 11. Be sure to check that out. Yep. Thursday, April 25th. I was looking ahead at this. Jillian is nice enough to send us these lists beforehand so I can pre-read them and kind of get an idea of what the outline of our show is going to be about. This one really stood out to me. It sounds like such a cool idea and such a cool event. Let's tell people about that one coming up.
So Thursday, April 25th at Hoozles at the Lakes, they'll be having a pour your own epoxy night from 6 to 8 p.m. Join us for this informative, fun class, creating your own charcuterie board or Lazy Susan. These boards will be made with black walnut and other various hardwoods and epoxy. You can choose your colors, up to two upon arrival. The tickets start at $129 and can be purchased online. Final projects will have a 3-week lead time and will be shipped to the attendees. So you're not going to be able to take home your project day of. Mm-hmm. For more information, please contact pouryourownepoxy.com and click on the class locator.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
The charcuterie boards have become so popular. I know how to say charcuterie now.
Yeah.
Like that's how popular we've been saying it so much and everything. And with that, I wouldn't have thought of, well, what about the boards? What about the thing that we present them on, putting a little bit of your own touch on that, or the idea of making your own? That's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
A unique idea, too. I like this. This is going to be fun. I'll let you know right now, too. I'll put money on it. This ain't the last time they do this.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably going to be a popular event, and they're going to see that. And I could see them bringing this one back.
Yeah.
It's a fun one. And again, you can find out more and sign up at pouryourownepoxy.com. And epoxy is E-P-O-X-Y. I think if you just, I tried throwing it in my search bar and it popped up right away.
Okay.
You should have no problem doing that. That's going to be a fun event. More DJ bingo coming up at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yeah. This time it'll be DJ Music Bingo.
Yeah, DJ Music Bingo. I gotta get that right. I don't want to offend Mr. DJ
No, that's
Music,
okay. From 8:30 to 10 p.m., it'll be similar to, I'm going to say similar to bingo, but adding music to it. So they've replaced the bingo balls with some of your favorite tunes, and they'll play a song clip, show details on the TV, and you'll have a limited amount of time to figure out what the song is, and use that magnificent brain of yours to match for DJ bingo. So let's say, I don't know, they throw up a picture of the continent of Africa.
Yeah.
If you can find Toto or Africa on your bingo board, then mark it off.
Well done, Jillian. Well done. Nice. Oh, that was good. I like that.
Or that's, I guess, Weezer, idea. Too.
Oh, yeah. Weezer. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Weezer, too. Yeah. Oh, nicely done by you. That's a fun idea. That is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of anything like that before. I really like that. That's a cool one. And it's especially, again, they do a great job emceeing this.
They do.
They make it a lot of fun for the audience. And if you can't figure things out, that's all right. They give you hints. They try to, you know, work with you a little bit. They make sure that you have a good time.
Yeah.
That is, again, going on Friday, April 26th, DJ Music Bingo at Hoozles at the Lakes from 8:30 to 10.
Yeah.
More great stuff going on at Hoozles that weekend, or that Friday, I should say. I got ahead of myself.
We're so excited. I wrote it twice.
I don't blame you. But we do have a grand opening that we're excited to tell people about. And this is one of the, I had a couple of things on my list that I was really looking forward to taking some time with.
Yeah.
This is one of them. We love new businesses.
Yeah. So Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th will be the grand opening of Foss's Garden Center in the town of Rome. So that'll be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. from Join us for our grand opening weekend. We will have ribbon cutting ceremony at 7:45 on that Saturday, so April 27th. We hope to see you there. Please feel free to share this event with your friends, family, neighbors, and loved ones.
Yeah.
And if you're curious and you're thinking, okay, what is going to set I guess, Foss's Garden Center, apart mm-hmm. from any old garden center.
Sure.
Just look at their Facebook page. They've been posting weekly updates. They might have turned it down to daily mm-hmm. almost. And just, you can see all of the work that's getting put into making this opening happen and making this gardening season a big success.
Yeah, Jillian's not kidding, everybody. Be sure to type in your search bar on Facebook, Foss's Garden Center. You'll see what she's talking about, and really nice stuff that they are doing over there. It looks like it's spread out really nice, and it looks like they did a really nice job of just the presentation part. But then there is the products and the plants that they have in there, and it is a really nice selection.
It is.
And it's a great opportunity to support a new business, support a local business. Look into Foss's Garden Center LLC and just type into your search bar on Facebook or wherever you're searching for this Foss's Garden Center Nakusa. That's what I did and was able to pop up pretty quickly.
Yes.
And shout out to them. Wishing them the best luck. Now I hope they have a great grand opening.
Yeah.
Might see you over there. Might be a good one. Rapids Angel races are going on at Derek Hughes, and we're always excited about these.
Yeah. So it'll be a 2-day event. The first day is GP style racing. Full disclosure, I am not a motocross person, so I'm not sure what all of this means. I suggest you visit Rapid Angels to get a bit more info.
Yeah.
Regardless, okay, mm-hmm. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. will be the GP races. Mm-hmm. Sunday, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. will be the motocross-style races.
It's one of the things that we've really seen a rise in this area, with the rise not just of motocross, but BMXing and a lot of that. And it's cool to see these events happening more and more. A lot of kids, a lot of people excited about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun one. April 27th, also have we got great live music at the Hoosels at the Lakes, one of my favorite local bands. The top three favorite local bands. I love these guys.
Yes, we'll be having Goats in Trees, which I have to laugh at that.
Such a great name. Such a great name.
That'll be 7 to 10 p.m. They're a three-piece acoustic band playing everything from America to the Zombies. Mm-hmm. They claim that they are brave enough to play the songs nobody else covers, so sure to be quite a show.
Very, very, and every word of that is true. They've joined us on the air here a couple of times. Mm-hmm. This, for those that don't know, this band is made up of Connie Tomsky-Fayville, one of our favorite people here at the station, ran FRM for a very long time. Her husband, Jack, very talented musician and one of the greatest people you'll meet. And our good friend, Ben Shintek, who is in 1,000 bands. Ben is in 1,000 bands in this area. Actually, 1,001, I think, by now.
Okay.
But Ben's incredible musician. All three of these people, incredible musicians that have so much fun playing together. I think as much as I love listening to them play and as much as I enjoy their music, it's the enjoyment they have playing together that is infectious and you can't help. That's going to be a great show. Check out, and Hoosels is such a great place to see live music,
it
too.
It really is.
That's a great combination. Check it out Saturday, April 27th, live music at Hoosels at the Lakes, Goats and Trees.
Yes.
And then we're getting into May already.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. Quote Justin Timberlake, it's going to be May.
It just popped in your head, didn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yep.
We got a fun one coming up to kick off on Friday, May 3rd.
Yeah. We're back at the Lester Public Library of Rome. And it's funny you mentioned plants earlier, James, because this is the DIY Black Thumb Terrarium event running from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Are you a notorious plant killer? Are you jealous of your family and friends who have a house full of beautiful plants? Now you can create your own mini terrarium with plants you can't kill because they're fake. This is also a free event, but pre-registration is required.
It really does help when you can pre-register for any of these events. It gives them a heads up of the people that are coming. And I have to say, a gigantic shout out to the Lester Public Library.
Yeah.
All these different things that they're doing over there. I really do appreciate that. Keep up the great work, you guys. Good stuff. Great live music coming up May 4th. Whiskey and Lace Acoustic, another great local band.
Yeah, running from 7 to 10 p.m. Whiskey and Lace Acoustic are playing the best country music from the 90s, mixed with all the popular hits from then until now.
Mm-hmm. Really good band. Be sure to check that out and support the arts in this area, everybody. Our Rome Garden Club meeting is happening Wednesday, May 8th. Another thing to keep in mind.
That'll be 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. at the Lester Public Library. That topic will be sustainable landscape design. And the discussion will actually be led by Becky Gutzman, sorry to Becky if I'm pronouncing it wrong. She is a retired UW Extension educator and a master gardener herself.
Hmm. Yeah, so very talented.
She knows what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Saturday, May 11th, Camo Classic Trap Shoot at the WTA home grounds. Another big event.
If you haven't ever seen trap shooting, even if you just go out and watch it, definitely an experience.
Mm-hmm.
The tickets to participate are $130, but within that price tag, there's 100-plus targets, 8 rounds of bingo, and you register for all the shooting options.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, call Scott McFerrin at 262-224-1091 or visit widutrapshoot.org.
Be sure to check that out, everybody. Speaking with our friend Jillian from Visit Rome, and Jill, a couple of minutes left. Want to get to a couple of other great events in the area. Some more great live music.
Yeah, Saturday, May 11th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Hoozles at the Lakes. They'll be having Tom Burt. He has a wide variety of fun sing-along songs, country, rock, swing, and more. So very well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. Going to enjoy Tom Saturday, May 11th over at Hoozles at the Lakes.
Yes.
And wrapping up, wanted to touch on this great Mother's Day brunch happening at Lake Arrowhead. They do a great job with these.
They do with all their brunches, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
So that'll be running 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out the menu on their website. Their Easter brunch did fill up very fast and had a wait list, so please don't wait to make your reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Do it now.
Yeah, yeah.
And due to the high number of no-shows and day-of cancellations, they are requiring a $25 deposit to hold your spot. It is non-refundable, but, I mean, the food they offer, completely understandable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the amount of time and prep and everything that it takes to make these meals, that's very understandable. But it's also, it's a little hard to imagine not showing up. That part is a little hard to imagine.
Yeah. To make your reservation, please contact Lake Arrowhead at 715-325-2915 or banquets@lakearrowheadgolf.com.
Big thank you to our friends at Lake Arrowhead. Do some great work out there. Really fun hanging out and talking with you, Jillian. Thank you so much for the time. I did want to let people know, if you were interested in reaching the Leicester Public Library directly, you can call them at 715-325-8990. That's 325-8990. Or go to their website, romepubliclibrary.org, romepubliclibrary.org. Jillian, always a good time hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much for being here. Tell Lisa hi for us.
Will do.
Say hi to everybody. And
yep.
Find out more about the great things we talked about today at the website, visitromewi.com, visitromewi.com. And a big thank you to Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. Appreciate you, Jill. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We'll see you next month. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.